I'd like to welcome everybody to the first ever Pro Yaku Live English language Japanese baseball game. The Japan Dreams are taking on the Foreign Dreams at Tokyo Dome this evening. And we're about 2 minutes from starting time. The starting lineup for the Japan Dreams is Akahoshi in center field. Second baseman is Ibata. Designated hitter will be Matsunaka. First base is Kiyohara. Catcher is Jojima. Third base, Iwamura. Right field is Shima. Left field, Tani. And they took away the scoreboard, so that's as far as I got. For the Foreign Dreams, Benny will be leading off in left field. Batista playing third base. Center field will be Tuffy Rhodes. Designated hitter will be Tyrone Woods. First base will be Cebu Lions Cabrera, Alex Cabrera. Second base, LaRocca. Right field, Alex Ochoa. Shortstop is El Monte. Catcher will be Satozaki, as there are no foreign catchers. And pitcher will be the Cebu Lions... Wait, is that Chang? That wasn't Chang. That was... Hold on. Chang was announced as being the pitcher, but it's Sue. Cebu Lions Sue will be starting off. Currently, Matsuzaka is walking out to the mound with the guest who will throw out the ceremonial first pitch. And Yakult Ramirez is walking out with the young lady who will also be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. As we have two catchers setting up. They both throw. Benny swings and misses. And we should be getting ready to get underway very soon. Takahashi for the Giants will be starting for the Japan Dreams. That's Hisanori Takahashi, not to be confused with the outfielder Yoshinobu Takahashi. Benny stands in. The first pitch is down low for ball one, and the charity All-Star game is underway. Takahashi winds up, the second pitch is swung on and fell back out of play. 1-1. Takahashi winds up again. His third pitch to Benny is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Second baseman Ibata goes back and makes the catch behind the second base bag and just in the outfield for out number one. That will bring up SoftBank's new foreign player, Batista. After taking strike one, Batista fouls off the next pitch along the third base line, and we have two quick strikes on Batista. Takahashi's third offering is outside for ball one. And Takahashi's fourth pitch, down, low and away, ball two. Count goes even at 2-2. Batista fouls off a slow curveball. Way out in front of it, even though it looked like he waited too long. Count remains 2-2. Tuffy Rhodes stands in the batter's box, waiting his turn. The second 2-2 pitch is taken just inside. Count goes full. And the payoff pitch is high but lifted back behind the backstop and out of play. Payoff pitch again is grounded to third base. The throw to first is offline. Kiyohara fields it up the line a little bit and touches Batista out as he goes by. That's the second out of the game, and it will bring up Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes will be facing his current teammate, Takahashi-kun. Rhodes takes the first pitch, strike one. Takahashi's wind up, this pitch, outside and low, ball one, count goes to 1-1. Takahashi's third delivering. Rhodes checks his swing on the inside fastball. Count goes to one strike, two balls. And the next pitch is pretty much in the same place, but called strike two. Count goes even again at 2-2. Takahashi misses inside for ball three, and he's got another full count. And the payoff pitch misses inside, ball four. Rhodes becomes the first base runner of the game. Rhodes takes first and starts joking around with Kiyohara there, another teammate. That'll bring up former Bay Star and current Chunichi Dragon, Tyrone Woods. He's swinging at the first pitch. He grounds the ball sharply to short, who throws to second for the force, and the side is retired. After one half inning, we had one base runner, but nothing to show for it. Now some between inning music. Finishes up his warm-up pitches. The Japan Dreams will start off with Hanshin Tigers' Akahoshi. He digs himself a hole in the back of the batter's box, gets ready. Sue's first pitch is called down low, ball one. The second pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third pitch is blooped over second baseman and into right center field for a base hit. The Japan Dreams have their leadoff runner on, and it's the speedy Akahoshi. The first pitch has Akahoshi taking off for second. The throw to second is not in time. Safe! Akahoshi has a stolen base. That puts the runner at second. The first pitch was called ball one. And the next pitch is fouled off back behind the backstop for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch is also fouled off along the right-hand side, and Ibata is in the hole, two strikes, one ball. The fourth pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. It's going over the right fielder's head. Fielded off the wall. The throw back is into second base. Akahoshi scores. And Ibata is safe at second base. That's the first extra base hit of this ball game. And that brings up SoftBank Hawks Matsunaka, last year's Triple Crown winner. He takes high and away, ball one. The second pitch by Sue is lined right up the middle, base hit. Tuffy Rhodes fields the ball on a hop, but can't handle the ball. He bobbles the ball a bit, and Ibata scores from second. Matsunaka has an RBI single. The Japan Dreams take a quick 2-0 lead, and still there's nobody out in the bottom of the first. That brings up number four batting, Kiyohara. And he goes behind very quickly, swinging at strike two. Sue's third pitch is taken just outside, ball one. Fourth pitch, fouled off, past the third base base coach. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. And the next pitch is lined down the left field line. Base hit. It gets past the third baseman and into the corner. Matsunaka rounds second, goes to third, and Kiyohara is into second with a stand-up double. Sue has not been able to get a single out this inning. Runners now at second and third, two runs in, nobody out. The next pitch, the next batter is SoftBank Hawks, Jojima. After one ball, Jojima gives the ball a ride to left center. Rhodes is under it, makes the catch. Matsunaka touches up at third, comes in to score, the throw goes back to third base, holding Kiyohara to second. The Japan Dreams take a 3-0 lead. I see I've got a few listeners here now. I'd like to welcome you all. Yakult's Iwamura comes up and is swinging hard at strike one. If you have any questions or comments during the game, you're welcome to email me at westbaystars@japanesebaseball.com. The next pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Sue's third offering is taken just outside, ball one. The situation remains, runner at second base, one out, two strikes, one ball. The fourth pitch misses just outside, that evens the count, 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. That makes the second out of the inning. Kiyohara remains at second base. Next up is Shima, and he takes strike one on the outside corner. The left-handed Shima stands in again. Sue's next offering is swung on and grounded up to the first base side and foul. Cabrera grabs the ball and throws it into the stands. Shima's ready again. Sue's pitch is lifted high and behind home plate. Satozaki makes a run for it, but the ball goes over the backstop and out of play. The 2-0 pitch is outside for ball one. The next pitch is grounded through the right side and into right center. Rhodes again having trouble picking up the ball. Kiyohara scores from second. Shima is on first with a clean base hit. And the Japan Dreams score their fourth run of the inning. Second baseman made a great dive for the play, but the ball just got through there too quickly. Next up is the Oryx Buffaloes, Tani. Tani, after taking ball one, lifts the second pitch up high to the left side. Almonte goes back and in front of the left fielder makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But the Japan Dreams scored four runs. to take a commanding 4-0 lead. To lead off for the Foreign Dreams in the second inning. Will be Alex Cabrera of the Cebu Lions. He reaches for the, it looks like it was the second pitch, and lifts it into foul territory, out of play, up the right-hand side. That makes it strike two. Takahashi's third offering of the inning is taken in the dirt for ball one. I missed the first pitch as they were showing replays at the time. The fourth pitch, Cabrera again reaches out and pops the ball up high but deep to center field. In front of the warning track, it's caught in straightaway center, and we have out number one. That will bring up Hiroshima's LaRocca. He lifts his first offering up to shallow center fields. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch, and we have two quick outs. So Chunichi's Alex Ochoa comes up. The first pitch by Takahashi is taken low and inside to the right-hand batter. No strikes, one ball. Takahashi winds up, pitches, and Alex rips a line drive to left field. Base hit. That'll bring up Nippon Ham's El Monte. He lifts the ball hard to left field, and before you know it, that ball is deep into the stands. 2-run home run! That cuts the Japan Dreams lead in half. The Foreign Dreams now trail 2-4. Fastball was hanging high, and he just gave it a ride. The next batter, Satozaki, lines the ball to left center, where it's caught and thrown into the stands as a souvenir for the final out of the inning. But not before El Monte hit a towering two-run home run to cut the Japan Dreams lead in half. After 1.5 inning, the Foreign Dreams have 2, the Japan Dreams 4. They're showing that towering home run again on the TV. He really got it all. Leading off the bottom of the second inning will be the Hawks, Kawasaki. Bale has come in to pitch for the Foreign Dreams, and the first pitch is fouled off to the left side. Bale's second delivery is in the dirt outside, evening the count at 1-1. And Bale misses with his third pitch, high and away, for ball two. Wind up the pitch, and it swung on and missed. 2-2. Bill has a sign. He's winding up. The delivery is reached for and fouled away. Kawasaki stays alive. The next pitch is grounded to the left side. El Monte is up, throws to first, and Kawasaki is retired. One down. One out, nobody on, and that brings us back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. The first pitch is taken for strike one. Next pitch, down, low and away. 1-1. The third offering also misses outside and low. Ball two. And Akahoshi takes the fourth pitch on the outside corner, evening the count at 2-2. Bale in the windup. The pitch is reached at and missed. Strike three. Bale gets two quick outs. That'll bring up Ibata of the Chunichi Dragons. He doubled his first time at bat. The first pitch sees Ibata break his bat. The ball goes up the middle, fielded behind the bag by Almonte. The throw to first is in time, where Ibata carries the handle of his bat. And that's the first perfect inning of the game. At the end of two complete, the Japan Dreams lead the Foreign Dreams 4-2. Hiroshima's Kuroda comes in to pitch for the Japan Dreams. First batter he'll face is the top of the Foreign Dreams order, and Benny. Kuroda's first pitch is taken, low and away, ball one. The second pitch is swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. Fielders give chase. Shima just comes up short of it in foul territory. Just a long foul ball. Kuroda's third pitch to Benny is swung on, lifted to the right side again. Kiyohara gives little chase, but that ball goes into the stands. Strike two. Kuroda again, pitching from the stretch. Delivers. The ball is grounded up to the middle. Fielded by Kawasaki behind the second base bag, and Benny is thrown out. One down. That'll bring up SoftBank's Batista. He takes the ball down the middle for strike one. With wide open stance, Batista stands in again, and the second delivery is swung on and lifted to the right-hand side, but right to where Shima has him playing in front of the wall in right field. One line drive out. Kuroda has two quick outs. That'll bring up the Giants' Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes shakes his bat, gets ready, swings, lifts the ball the other way to the left side. It's a bit of a run for the left fielder, but he's there and makes the catch. And the Foreign Dreams go down in order in the third. At the end of 2.5 innings, the Japan Dreams continue to lead 4-2. Welcome back to action for the Charity Dream Game featuring the Foreign Dreams versus Japan Dreams. Fernandez comes in to play third base for the Foreign Dreams this inning. The Japan Dreams bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Their first batter will be last year's Triple Crown winner, Matsunaga. Bale's first pitch to Matsunaga is taken on the inside corner, strike one. The next pitch taken on the outside corner, strike two. Bale wastes no time getting ahead of the batter. And the third pitch, outside, ball one. Bale, into the windup. The pitch, taken outside and low, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the fifth pitch, called, strike three on the outside corner. Bale has retired all four batters he's faced this game. Next up is number four batter, Kiyohara. Kiyohara is up there to swing and fouls the first pitch away. Or it might have been a swing and a miss. Couldn't really tell. The second pitch taken just inside. The count's 1-1. Bale winds up, delivers. Kiyohara grounds the ball to the left side. Fernandez up with it, throws to teammate Cabrera at first, and that's two down. That brings up Jojima, who takes the ball at his feet. Ball one. Bale, the wind up, the pitch taken just on the lower part of the plate. Strike one. And Bale's next delivery is taken on the inside corner for strike two. Jojima's not sure he agrees with the call, but the next pitch just misses Jojima's right foot at the back of the batter's box. The count is even at 2-2. And the 2-2 offering is swung on and grounded through the left side and into the left field. Base hit. Jojima chats a little bit with Cabrera at first. Yakult's Iwamura comes up to bat. Iwamura struck out his first at bat. He takes up and away, ball one. Runner at first, two down. The next pitch is lifted high to the right-hand side into foul territory, and it bounces in front of Alex, who tries once, twice, and three times to throw the ball into the stands. He's got a big grin on his face. Bale, in the stretch, throws, swung on and missed. Iwamura had to really stretch out to try to reach that one. The two strike, one ball delivery is taken away. Iwamura wasn't going for it at that time. The count is even now at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is drilled into right field. Well, lifted into right field. Alex Ochoa comes in, makes a catch, throws the ball into the stands, and the side is retired. So the Japan Dreams got a runner, but nothing to show for it at the end of three complete. The Japan Dreams continue to lead, 4-2. I'd like to welcome anybody to email me during the game or even after the game. Let me know who you are, where you are, tuning into the game. My email address is westbaystars@japanesebaseball.com. Chunichi Iwase comes in to pitch the fourth inning for the Japan Dreams, and he'll face teammate Tyrone Woods. Iwase's first pitch is taken. Strike one. Iwase sets up, pitching from the stretch. The left-hander throws. Woods grounds the ball to the left side. Kawasaki fields the ball, throws first in time. One away. Next up is Cebu Lions' Alex Cabrera. Cabrera, of course, faced Iwase last year in the Japan Series. He takes the ball up high. Ball one. Iwase's second delivery is swung on and fouled back. Looks like it's fouled off of Cabrera's foot. Ooh, off his shin. Ah. That hurt. Yes, he looks like he's in a great deal of pain. Cabrera is being tended to by the trainer. Cabrera is laughing it off now. Still looks like he's in a bit of pain, though. as he approaches the batter's box. Now he stands in. Iwase stands up on the mound, pitching from the stretch despite nobody being on. And the next pitch is down low in the dirt. Bounces back to the backstop. The count is now one strike, two balls. Iwase delivers. The ball is low. Cabrera reaches for it. Grounds the ball to the left side. The throw to first is in time. Two down. Hiroshima's Laroca comes up, third batter of the inning, two down, nobody on, he takes low, ball one. The next pitch also misses low, two straight balls from Iwase. And Iwase's third offering misses inside. No strikes, three balls. Two down, nobody on. Laroca in the batter's box. The fourth pitch is swung on and fouled to the left side into the cameraman's box. Laroca had the green light on no strikes, three balls. Now with one strike on him, Iwase in the set, delivers, swung on and lifted high toward left center. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch, and the side is retired in order. Second time in a row for the Foreign Dreams. After three and a half innings, Japan Dreams continue to lead 4-2. Getting ready to go to the bottom half of the fourth. And the pitch for the Foreign Stars is Yokohama Bay Stars' new pitcher, Kroon. Kroon. I think that's how to say his name. The first batter he faces is Hiroshima Shima. And the first pitch is ripped right back toward him and past him and into center field for a base hit. Leadoff runner is aboard for the Japan Dreams. And that's the second hit of the game for Shima. Brings up the Oryx Buffaloes' Tani. After taking ball one, he takes strike one just outside. I don't know, looked quite a bit outside to me, but... The third pitch is taken, up and away, ball two. One strike, two balls. The next pitch is ripped through the right-hand side and into right field. Back-to-back base hits for the Japan Dreams. Croon sets up, delivers to SoftBank Hawks Kawasaki, who takes the ball up and away. Ball one. Kawasaki grounded out to short his first at bat. Croon's next offering bounces to Satozaki for ball two. And the next pitch, Satozaki reaches out and grabs it outside, the ball bouncing out of his glove a little bit, but not far enough for the base runners to advance. Call is a ball, and Croon is in the hole. No strikes, three balls to Kawasaki. The fourth pitch is swung on and missed. Ball right down the middle. That's strike one. Next pitch is taken up and inside. Ball four. And the Japan Dreams have the bases loaded with nobody out. Croon takes a short walk back behind the mound. Wipes his forehead off. And next he'll face Akahoshi. The first pitch to Akahoshi is way inside. Akahoshi backing out of the left-handed batter's box. Next pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch. Third pitch is swung on and missed, inside and just in the dirt. Croon had Akahoshi swinging at a forkball there. Two strikes, one ball. The fourth pitch fouled away to the right-hand side. The count remains, two strikes, one ball to Akahoshi. Croon shakes off the sign, takes the one he wants, sets, delivers, ball is inside, fouled up the right-hand side again, and we'll do it over. And again, this time Akahoshi swings and lifts the ball foul to the left-hand side. There's no play on the ball. And the two-strike, one-ball pitch again is taken inside. Akahoshi checks his swing. Next pitch, fouled off to the left-hand side. Akahoshi is really battling, Kroon. The set, the delivery, called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Nice pitch. That's just the first out of the inning. Bases remain loaded, and Chunichi Zibata comes up to the plate. He takes the first pitch for a ball. Zibata doubled his first time at bat, grounded out his second. Kroon misses way outside with the second pitch. Third pitch is taken, low and away, ball three. Kroon's in danger of walking in a run. Kroon sets, delivers. Ooh, looked like ball four to me, but the umpire gave him a break, calling it strike one. And the next pitch, swung on and missed. Kroon works, battles back to bring the count full. Kroon sets, delivers, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side. Kroon gets a sign, sits, and the delivery is in the dirt. Ball four. That walks in the fifth Japan Dream run. Shima crosses the plate. Ibata trots up to first. We still have one out, bases loaded, and Oga Sawada comes in to bat, comes up to bat. Not sure if he came in defensively or is pinch hitting. Daida, yes, Oga Sawada is pinch hitting. And he, after taking ball one, lifts the ball high to the right-hand side. LaRocca is over. And behind the first base bag, just in the right field, makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Kiyohara with bases loaded. Kiyohara had a double his first at bat. He swings and misses the first pitch by Kroon, which was low and away. Strike one. Croon gets his sign, is set, and the delivery. Ball inside. Third pitch by Croon is swung on and missed. This was a good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Two strikes, one ball. Maybe slightly outside on the replay. Croon set again. He delivers. Kiyohara checks his swing, but it's called strike three. And that retires the side. The Japan Dreams had bases loaded and nobody out, and only come up with one run on a Oshidashi four ball on a walk home. After four complete, the Japan Dreams take a 5-2 lead. Seibu's Mori comes in to pitch for the Japan Dreams. Here in the fifth inning. There are a whole bunch of changes. In the shortstop is Kosaka, right field Tsuboi, left field Inoue, second base remains Kawasaki. Sekimoto comes in to play third base for the Japan Dreams. And pitching is, as mentioned before, is Mori. Ogasawara stays in the game. Chunichi's Alex Ochoa leads off for the Foreign Dreams and takes Mori's first pitch way up high for ball one. The second pitch misses down low, ball two. Mori's third pitch is lifted high towards right center. Center fielder is over, as is the left fielder, and it's the left, or as is the right fielder. And it's the right fielder who makes the catch for out number one. Almonte comes up next, and he takes the ball right down the middle. Strike one. Next pitch in the dirt, taken for ball two. Mori's third offering to Almonte is swung on and slapped to right field, but it's a line drive to the right fielder, who comes in just a few steps to make the catch for out number two. Next up is Sakazaki, and he swings and lines the first pitch to right field. And Saboy makes a great shoestring catch. And that retires the side in order again. The Foreign Dreams haven't had a base runner since the big second inning. At the end of 4.5, the Japan Dreams continue to lead 5-2. To pitch for the Foreign Dreams is Yomiuri Giants' new foreign pitcher, Misery. Maselli? Maselli. I wasn't sure how that was spelled. It's spelled similar to misery in katakana. The first batter he'll face is Yokohama Bay Stars Murata. And he gets Murata to foul off his first pitch for strike one. The next pitch is lined to the left field side and foul. Sorry, this is Aikawa up to bat, not Murata. The next pitch is grounded right at El Monte. It's short. The throw to first is in plenty of time to get Aikawa. One quick out. Next up at bat is Hanshin Tigers' Sekimoto. Sekimoto takes on the inside corner, strike one. Maselli's next offering, taken up high. Sekimoto checks his swing, ball one. One and one. One down, nobody on. The next pitch is swung on in the dirt. Strike two. Maselli shakes off the sign, agrees, throws the ball, and it's fouled off and out of play behind the backstop. Maselli again says no, yes, and delivers. Ball's in the dirt at Sekimoto's feet. Ball two. Count runs even at two and two. The next pitch is swung on and ripped through the left-hand side and into left field for a base hit. Lee is now in at first base for the Foreign Dreams. Nipponhem's Tsuboi comes up to bat and takes ball one inside from Maselli. The next pitch taken on the outside corner for strike one. Tsuboi grounds the next pitch up the middle. Amonte fields the ball just next to the second base bag, touches the bag himself, throws onto first, and we have a double play to retire the side. The Japan Dreams are retired, three up, three down, despite a base hit. And after five complete, the Japan Dreams continue to lead 5-2. between innings this inning, both benches cleared, and the players all threw signed balls and other pieces of their uniforms, sweatbands, etc., into the stands. It looked like some of the foreign players were trying to see who could throw the ball the highest. Now we have an interview with Bobby Valentine, if you can hear it.
Mr. Gazala, and having dinner and saying that baseball needs to do something for the people who are our fans, who are now suffering a little, and that's what we're doing.
It looks like I pulled my microphone out while I was trying to get closer to the TV. Let's see. Bobby Valentine was giving a interview about what this charity game is all about. He had brought the idea up to his general manager, who brought it up with the other owners, and they all agreed that it was a very good idea. And everybody wanted to do this to help not only the victims in Southeast Asia, but also those in Niigata, Japan. Big baseball fans there, of course. And the first batter, one of the new foreign players for the Giants, led off the inning with a double to right. Kepler? I think that's his name, Kepler. Sable Lions Fernandez is up to bat. On the mound this inning is Yokohama's let's see, Yokohama's Kizuka. Fernandez grounds the ball to the left-hand side. The throw is way up high to first base. First baseman jumps, gets the ball, brings it down in time for the out. Kepler remains at second base. Next up is Tuffy Rhodes. And hopefully I'm all caught up. Rhodes takes the ball way up high for ball one. Kizuka's second pitch is swung on and fouled back off the umpire. That brings the count even at 1-1. Kizuka's third pitch misses outside, ball two. Seems like all of the pitchers this game have been throwing at a pretty quick pace, but Kizuka has a much slower pace than we've seen so far. He is throwing from the stretch. Next pitch is up high, ball three. One strike, three balls. Kizuka sets, delivers, ball's called, strike two on the inside corner. That brings count full. Two strikes, three balls. Rhodes is set, shakes his bat. Kizuka set, delivers, ball's fouled off the umpire again. Umpire takes his hits well. Kizuka is set again. Tuffy shakes his bat. The delivery swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side. We'll do it all again. Count pitch again. Delivery swung on. Grounder to the left side. Through into left field. Left fielder is up with the ball. Throws the ball back. Hits the cutoff man at short. And the runner scores. Tuffy Rhodes has an RBI base hit to left. As the Foreign Dreams score their third run of the game. And now trail again by two. 5-3. That'll bring up Tyrone Woods. Woods has grounded up to short twice so far this season, and he's swinging big at the first pitch from former teammate Kizuka. That's strike one. Kizuka looks in. The pitch is grounded to the left-hand side. Shortstop has it. Throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. Kosaka made a great play on that one. Wearing glasses. I don't remember seeing very many shortstops ever wearing eyeglasses. Nonetheless, the Foreign Dreams did manage to score to cut the lead and now trail 3-5.
しい季節の匂いを運ぶ胸を熱くするのはどんな夢の形か横浜ベイスターズ立ち上がる
Giant Shiskorsky comes in to pitch for the Foreign Dreams. I thought we were ready to be underway, but I guess not. Up, leading off against Shiskorsky this inning is Junichi's Fukudome? Let's see here. Number 9 for Junichi is Inoue. Ah. And he fouls a couple off and takes the ball. So the count is now 2 strikes, 1 ball. Shiskorsky's fourth pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Umpire says that it was a foul tip, but it was handled by Satozaki. So, we have one out. Next up to bat for the Japan Dreams is SoftBank's Kawasaki. One of the few starting members still in the game. He takes ball one and fouls strike one off to the left-hand side. He's grounded out to short and drawn a base on balls earlier this game. Next pitch is taken. Strike 2 on the outside corner. Sikorsky's next delivery is a line drive into the seats on the foul hand, to the seats foul on the left side. I'm still learning this announcing stuff. Sikorsky's next pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Shiskorsky has 2 strikeouts in a row. Kawasaki was swinging much more inside than the ball actually was. That'll bring up Hanshin Tigers, Kanemoto. Pinch hitting. Sikorsky's first delivery, swung on and missed. Strike one. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Kanemoto swings at the next pitch in the dirt. Strike two. Kanemoto takes next pitch for ball one as Sikorsky's next delivery also misses low for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is grounded to the left-hand side. Fernandez has the ball, throws on to Lee at first, and the side is retired in order. Sikorsky strikes out two and gets one on a ground out. At the end of six complete innings, the Japan Dreams continue to lead 5-3. Buffaloes, Yamaguchi comes in to pitch for the Japan Dreams this inning. He finishes up his warm-up pitches. The first batter he'll face is Asia Home Run King, Lee Sonyok. The first pitch is taken low and away, ball one. Sheets is on deck. He looks strange in a Hanshin uniform. Yamaguchi's next pitch is on the outside corner, swung on and missed. Strike one. Third pitch, fouled back and away for strike two. Count runs, two strikes, one ball. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Yamaguchi's next pitch misses up and away. Ball two, two and two. And the next pitch is grounded to the left-hand side. A great diving grab by Sekikawa at third. He's up, throws the ball to first, in time for the out. Sekimoto, sorry. That was a great play by Sekimoto to get to that ball. And that brings up former Hiroshima Carp, now Hanshin Tiger, Sheets. Sheets is swinging at the first pitch from Yamaguchi, fouling it off to the right-hand side for strike one. Next pitch, misses inside. One and one. Yamaguchi in the windup, the delivery, misses low, ball two. One strike, two balls. And the fourth pitch is ripped right back up the middle. But grabbed by second baseman going behind the plate, going behind the second base bag. He turns, throws the ball to first in time. Was that Kosaka playing second? Nice stretch by the first baseman, too, to hold on to the ball. No, that was Kawasaki. That was an incredible play to get the ball and throw it on his way into left field. That brings up Brambo. And Brambo swings and throws his bat up at the third base umpire. Couldn't keep a grip on his bat there. As he was swinging at a pitch in the dirt. He puts some more rosin on the grip. And steps back in. Brumball. New foreign player for Onyx this year. Yamaguchi's next pitch is a line drive toward left, but grabbed by a jumping Kosaka. That's the third out of the inning. The foreign dreams go down in order yet again. On, oh, two, maybe even three very fine plays by the infield. So, at the end of six and a half, the Japan Dreams continue to lead. 5-3.
2004.
Osaka will lead off the inning for the Japan Dreams. He faces new foreign pitcher Serafini. Of Chivalote Marines. And he fouls away the first pitch for strike one. Teammates facing each other here. The next pitch is outside. Ball one. One and one. Serafini then breaks Kosaka's bat on the next pitch, which is popped up over the shortstop, but shortstop runs out and makes a grab. One out. Kosaka takes the two pieces of his bat back to the dugout. Next up for the Foreign Dreams is Ogasawara. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it high to the left-hand side. And it bounces just foul of the left field foul line. Luckton's Lopez is now in at third base. Kosaka slaps the next pitch, also up the left field line, but it slices foul. Two strikes. Ogasawara stands in again. The pitch taken. Low and away. Ball one. Serafini's fourth delivery is swung on and missed. A high pitch. That's two outs. Ogasawara is upset with himself swinging at that one. That'll bring up Is it Aikawa again? Oh, Uchikawa. Ah, Uchikawa came in defensively at first base. He's a Yokohama Bay Star. Normally plays second. He did a very good job reaching for that grounder to second earlier, which was thrown a bit offline by Kawasaki. The next pitch is way up high and away, one strike, three balls. And Serifani's next pitch is fouled off, bringing the count full. And the payoff pitch fell back. Catcher gives chase, but the ball hits on top of the dugout. First base dugout, that is. So we'll do it again. Serifini's payoff pitch again. Uchikawa swings, lines the ball to the right, but foul into the stands. And we do it all again. This time Uchikawa hits the ball to the right. This time it's going to stay in there. It bounces, one bounce to the wall. The ball comes back to second base where Uchikawa slides in safe with a double. Now with a runner at second base and two down, the batter will be Uchikawa's teammate, Aikawa, fellow Yokohama Bay Star. After fouling one off, he swings and misses at the second pitch. Strike two. Serifini's set. The pitch, way up and away, Aikawa checks. Ball one. The next pitch is up and away. First base umpire says that Aikawa did not check this time. And that's the third out of the inning. The Japan Dreams have a double, but nothing more. At the end of seven complete, they continue to lead 5-3. And for the top of the eighth inning, Almonte leads off, taking Misahide's first pitch. Misahide Kobayashi's first pitch up high for ball one. The next pitch by Kobayashi is down the middle, taken for strike one. Kobayashi, of course, Chibolote's ace closer. Almonte fouls the next offering off to the left-hand side for strike two. The fourth pitch is also fouled off. And the next pitch is in the dirt. Outside, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Have to wonder what's going through Bobby Valentine's head here in the third base coach, seeing his ace closer on the mound against his foreign dreams. The next pitch is outside and low, and Almonte fails to check his swing, according to the first base umpire. Strike three. Duffy Rhodes is being announced while the new Luis Lopez steps in. There used to be a Luis Lopez on Hiroshima a number of years ago. He takes ball one. Rhodes says that the foreign dreams, they coming into this game looking to win. After taking ball one, Lopez swings and misses at a ball up high for strike one. The next pitch is in the dirt, taken for ball three. One strike, three balls. And Kobayashi's next pitch is lifted high and behind home plate. Catcher gives chase, but it's in the stands. That brings the count full to Lopez. And he fouls the next pitch off into the left-hand camera stand. Camera box? Cameraman's box? What's that called? And Kobayashi said again, the pitch lifted back and out of play. Lopez battles Kobayashi off. And the full count pitch again. And again, fouled back. One out, nobody on. Kobayashi winds up, delivers, the ball's grounded to the left-hand side. It's over the third baseman's head and into left field. Lopez rounds first and heads on back as the ball is brought back in. So with one out, Yakult Ramirez, Alex Ramirez will come up to bat. Runner on first base. He fouls the first pitch off to the left-hand side. Strike one. Kobayashi set. The delivery. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Ramirez stands in. Kobayashi throws. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. Foreign Dreams have a runner at first base. And up to bat is Nippon Hams somebody. And he lifts the first pitch to right center, where it's caught and thrown into the stands. I'm not exactly sure who that was, but it didn't last long. Kobayashi gets out of the inning without giving up a run. So going to the bottom of the eighth, the Foreign Dreams still trail 3-5. Bottom of the eighth inning would be Hanshin Tigers Sekimoto, I think. Yakult's new foreign pitcher Gonzalez is on the mound for the Foreign Dreams. And the second ball is grounded to second. Throw to first is in time, and we have one quick out. It was Sekimoto that grounded out there. Next up is Nippon Ham's Tsuboi, formerly of Hanshin Tigers, and he takes strike one on the outside part of the plate. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to deep left field. Left fielder goes back to the warning track and makes the catch. That's Lee in left now. So we have two quick outs. And Chunichi's Inoue comes up to bat and takes strike one. Inoue struck out his first at bat. He takes the next pitch, inside and low, ball one, one and one. And Gonzalez's next offering is a curveball right in there called strike two. Next pitch fouled off Inoue's feet. Not sure if he's cringing because it hurts or because he was upset that he didn't get more of the pitch. Ah! It looks like it missed his shin guard, hit right behind his shin guard on his right foot, which is the front foot to the left-handed batter. Trainer is applying some cold spray to him. But, that hit that muscle back there. That's gotta hurt. Umpire wipes off the plate, giving Inoue a little bit more time to shake it off. Now he stands in. Gonzalez delivery. Grounded up to the right side and foul. Played by the first base coach. And thrown into the stands. Gonzalez gets set again, shakes off two signs before accepting one. The delivery is grounded through the right-hand side of the infield and into right. Base hit. That'll bring up the Hawks' Kawasaki. Kawasaki takes the first pitch from Gonzalez on the inside corner, strike one. Kawasaki's 0 for 2 with a walk this evening, and here he grounds to short. The throw to first is in time for out number 3. After 8 complete innings, the Japan Dreams continue to lead 5-3 going into the Foreign Dreams' last chance. Battery this inning for the Japan Dreams. Changes to be all you Colt. Furuta takes over behind the plate, and your Colt's closer, Igarashi, takes over on the mound. Zureta of the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks leads off the inning for the Foreign Dreams. Igarashi's first pitch is swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. The right fielder comes in a step, goes back two, makes the catch for out number one. One pitch, one out. The Foreign Dreams are down to their final two outs, trailing by 2-3-5. That brings up Junichi's Tyrone Woods. 0-for-3 so far this evening. He takes the ball high. No strikes, one ball. Igarashi's second pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Igarashi says yes to the sign. Wind up. Delivers. Ball's lifted to the right-hand side. Second baseman calls it, running way out deep to right, and makes a catch in front of the right fielder, who only jogged in a few steps. That's two down. And Lee Sonyop comes up to bat. Last chance for the Foreign Dreams. Igarashi's first pitch is low and inside, taken for ball one. Igarashi's next delivery also misses inside. Lee moves around a bit to avoid it. No strikes, two balls. Igarashi's windup, next delivery, swung on and fell back, out of play behind the backstop. Lee grounded after third his previous at bat. And Igarashi's next pitch is hit back to the backstop. Count goes even at 2-2. The next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three, and the game is over. Japan Dreams defeat the Foreign Dreams, 5-3. It was a very good match between the two teams. Two real all-star teams. And that concludes this first broadcast of 2005. I hope to be able to do a few more. I'd appreciate any feedback you all have about what you heard live, or if you're listening in via delay, I'd appreciate you contacting me either on the thread under news or via email, at westbaystars@japanesebaseball.com. I'd really like to know what kind of setup you're using to listen to it, etc., so that I know how to do this more in the future. And I guess that concludes this broadcast. An exciting game. A very good game. Japan Dreams, once again, defeat the Foreign Dreams 5-3.